Well, hey everybody, and welcome to Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. My name is Pastor Amanda. I get to be one of the pastors here. I'm so glad that you found us online and decided to worship with us today. If you are new or newer to Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, we would love for you to take a next step with us. Maybe a next step for you looks like subscribing to this YouTube channel. Maybe it looks like going to our website, parkridgepresby.org/getconnected, and filling out the I'm New Here form. Maybe it looks like coming on a Sunday morning and introducing yourself to one of our greeters, finding one of us pastors so that we can help you take a next step of faith here at PRPC. We would love to take a next step with you. Today's service is a special one. Every year around this time, we celebrate our 2026 graduates. We also celebrate our next gen ministry leaders. So it's a special Sunday where we get to recognize both of those groups. We have a couple great community events that I want you to know about. One is the Memorial Day barbecue. We host that here at our church every Memorial Day. This year, Memorial Day is Monday, May 25th, and our barbecue is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's right after the parade here in Park Ridge, so if that's something that you might participate in or attend, you just keep on strolling up from uptown and make your way to our south lawn and you can be a part of our community barbecue. We call it the Blessed Block Party in Town because it's the one that we get to share with you. We're gonna have the School of Rock House Band here for entertainment again. We're gonna have free bounce houses, free face painting, free lawn games, free kids giveaways. We're gonna have food and drinks for purchase and it is going to be a great time and we hope you will stop by and join us again. It's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Memorial Day. Another really great community event that we get to be a part of, that we're founding members of, is Pride in Park Ridge. This year, Pride in Park Ridge is Friday, June 5th, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Hodges Park in Uptown Park Ridge. This event was started by affirming congregations like ours and affirming organizations in town, and it has really become one of my favorite things that we get to be a part of in this community. It celebrates the belovedness and goodness of LGBTQ folks, and we would love for you to come kick off Pride Month with us at Pride in Park Ridge. If you wanna see a list of all of the food trucks and entertainers and vendors that are gonna be at Pride this year, it's bigger and better than ever, you can visit the website prideandparkridge.org. So let me pray for us as we get started today. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks for all of the ways that you are present with us. Can you help us be aware of your presence with us? If we're feeling disconnected, if we're feeling overwhelmed, if we're feeling a little lost, God, would you show up and speak to us today? Would you help remind us of your love that lifts us up, that connects us, and that gives us hope? We pray this all in Jesus' name. So we are still in our message series, Becoming Better Humans, which is our series where we are talking about the fruits of the Spirit, because we believe that the fruits of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit at work in our lives, make us more like Jesus, and we believe that being more like Jesus is how you become a better human. So we are still in that message series, Becoming Better Humans, that wraps up next weekend. But today we still have two more fruits of the Spirit or attributes that we're gonna be talking about today. We get these fruits of the Spirit, this list, from one of Paul's letters in the book of Galatians. And so I'm going to read Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23 for you, where it says, "By contrast, the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things." Each week in this sermon series, we have been taking one of those attributes or a couple of those attributes and talking about them and talking about how if we practice those things, we are practicing becoming more like Jesus. We're becoming a little bit more holy. We're becoming a little better. Today, we're going to be talking about faithfulness and gentleness. What better day to talk about faithfulness and gentleness than today when we celebrate our 2026 graduates and our PRPC Next Gen leaders? the families that are celebrating graduates, whether that's a fifth grader, an eighth grader, a 12th grader, or a college graduate, these families represent deep faithfulness to the ministries of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. Some families have been a part of PRPC for a long time. Since their graduates were little babies, some of them were baptized here. Some of them were down in the nursery as little babies. Maybe other families had attended different churches before finding PRPC and just came to us in the last few years. But all of these families have significantly invested in making PRPC a better community. They are all invested in the ministries of this church. The parents and the grandparents of these students, they've served as next gen leaders. They've taught Sunday school, they've taught youth group, they've gone to camp, they've gone on mission trips. They've been elders, they've been trustees, they've led PW circles, they've volunteered at Rummage, and so much more. These families represent all of the leadership opportunities and ministries at PRPC. These families are faithful. The way that these families are committed to practicing their faith together and participating in the ministries of this church is an example of what faithfulness looks like. Faithfulness means being loyal, steadfast, reliable. It means keeping promises and maintaining trust. What I've had the privilege to experience over the last 8 years of ministry here with these families is how this fruit of the Spirit, how this gift of faithfulness is evident not just in the grown-ups in these families' lives, but in the students themselves. These students are faithful. Molly Shanahan, who graduates the University of Kansas today on the Sunday, if you are watching on graduation Sunday, she's graduating right now. She was our very first NextGen intern back in 2022. Her senior year of high school, she showed up faithfully to small group almost every Sunday. So much so that she gave us this image, this example of, well, what would it look like to have a student leader lead in some of our younger groups? We had never done that before Molly, but she was so faithful. She was showing us what it looks like to lead your peers and be an example for younger students, that grew into our dream for a next gen summer intern. Our fifth grade students are some of the most reliable, enthusiastic volunteers at PRPC. Every single one of our big NextGen events that we've had this year, we have relied on these excited fifth grade volunteers. Going back to our Halloween Fall Fest, our Valentine's Day Candy Heart Bingo, helping with Trivia Night, even though they're not even old enough to go on the mission trip, which the Trivia Night is a fundraiser for, and the kids' Easter egg hunt. These fifth graders were my reliable helpers. I knew I could count on them. I knew that they were faithful and trustworthy, and they helped pull together all of those events. These kids have been ready for leadership. They've been waiting for leadership, even though they are our youngest graduates that we are celebrating today. There's something really special about this third through fifth grade small group. As a whole, but especially these fifth graders, they are evidence of God's faithfulness. There's something about their friendships and their consistency and their curiosity that helps my own faith. Whenever I doubt, like, is this working? Is God doing something here? Is God showing up? I think about these students and the conversations that we have and the friendships they have, and I am reminded that God is faithful. One of the unique things about this group is that other than siblings, you won't find a single student who attends the same school. These kids all live in different towns pretty much. And even if they live in the same town, they go to different schools. This church is the only reason these kids are in each other's lives. And these kids have good, real, outside of this place friendships. But they're only friends because of this place. They're only friends because of Jesus. I remind the kids sometimes that Jesus is the only reason we know each other. I'm only here as a pastor because of Jesus, and they're only here in a church because, well, somebody wants them to know about Jesus, even if they haven't made up their mind for themselves. Church friendships are just different, and even though it can be hard to put into words why, I think it has something to do with when Jesus brings somebody into your life, you just value them in a very special way. Sometimes God's faithfulness is something that you're waiting on. A lot of scripture is stories about remembering that God had been faithful and not losing hope that God will be faithful in the future. Sometimes God's faithfulness is something that we're waiting on. We had this one family who started visiting our church during the early months of the pandemic, back when everything was like Zoom meetings and e-learning and staying in your bubble. And we were doing some digital ministry for kids and teenagers on Sunday mornings. And not every church could do that. And so this family started visiting our church on Sunday mornings in this digital way. And then the pandemic went on and things opened back up and families who had been engaged in our church started coming to more in-person ministry on Sunday mornings. And this family visited a couple times and then we never saw them again. And this happens, right? People visit churches and then maybe it's not a good fit and they go somewhere else. Or during that time with the pandemic, people could have been not showing up for all kinds of reasons, right? So life just kind of went on. And we continue to grow and evolve in our ministries here, our next gen ministries with kids, teenagers, and their families. And this family turns out ended up going to another church during that time. And then years later, I get a message, a DM on the church Instagram. And it's from the mom of this family, kind of just checking in, asking about the next gen ministries that we have and what might be available for their family. And so we messaged back and forth that night. And one of the things that was so cool for me at this time is I was now not just the pastor of this ministry, I was a parent of little kids in this ministry. And I could talk about how it's been so fun to be on the receiving end of our next gen ministry as a parent with my two little kids. So we messaged back and forth and then eventually they showed up to visit and maybe they visited one more time. And then it just clicked and they never left and they joined our church and have been involved ever since. But something happened here when they showed up. They have made such an impact in the relationships of the Next Gen Ministries, in the relationships with the parents and families around Next Gen Ministries. Like they were meant to always be here, like God brought them here for a reason, for a specific time. And it feels like God's faithfulness. And it wasn't like the immediacy of the first time that they visited us a few years ago. It took time and they were on their own kind of journey. God was working their own family about where they were gonna end up. And then they ended up back here at, I swear, the right time. And it reminds me of God's faithfulness. Our second scripture reading today comes from the Psalms. It's Psalm 136, and it's a psalm of praise. And I'm going to read the first few verses. Psalm 136, 1-3 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for God is good, and God's steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for God's steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for God's steadfast love endures forever." What we pray for all of our young people who encounter the ministries of our church, who come into our church space, whether that's, you know, for preschool, for Christie's Carousel of Learning students, or whether that's a visitor on a Sunday morning, or anybody who enters one of our next gen small group spaces, our prayer is that young people, when they encounter this space, when they encounter us, they would know that the Lord is good, that God's love endures forever. That's our prayer for them, is that they would know that God is good and God's love is forever. We want them to know that God's love doesn't change, because there's enough in the world that is changing and changing constantly. Our young people are changing constantly. But God's love endures forever. We want young people and the adults raising them to trust that God's love for you doesn't change. It's one of the ways that we experience God's faithfulness to us, that no matter what, God's love for us doesn't change. It's not going anywhere. You might change. You might change how you show up at church. You might change how often you show up at church. You might change your interests or your outfits or your friendships. You might change what you believe about what's true about God. But God's love for you, God's promise to be faithful to you, that doesn't change. Our God is faithful. Our team of next-gen volunteers are the steady force behind all of this that makes it possible for us to share this message with kids and teenagers and their parents. Through our Sunday morning small groups and our special events and our retreats to camp and our summer mission trips, it's the next-gen volunteers that make it possible for us to consistently, reliably, trustworthily share that God is good and God's love isn't going to change. It's not going to be withheld from you. It's not going anywhere, even if you might change. I am so grateful for our team of volunteers, for the ways that they show God's faithfulness and God's gentleness to our students. They do it reliably week after week. They do it when they're tired. They do it when they're overworked. They do it when they're overstimulated, when they're overcommitted. There is something about this place that they have made a priority, and they are faithful and reliable to our families. And it is how this ministry continues to bring God's love to families in our community. And it's what changes lives. They show up every single week so that the next generation can hear God's love, have it be shared with them, that they can grow in their faith, and that they themselves can learn to serve as disciples. That's the vision of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, to share God's love and grow in faith and serve our neighbors. And our next gen volunteers, they make sure that even from our youngest group down in our preschool, the second grade room, that our next generation is learning about God's love and learning how to grow in their own faith and learning how to serve their neighbors. We couldn't do any of this without our next gen volunteers. I mentioned that we'd talk about faithfulness and gentleness, and I know we talked mostly about faithfulness, but the thing I just want to say about gentleness is about how our next gen leaders are gentle with the students who come into this space, and the ways that their love for them is gentle in how these kids grow from phase to phase, and how they're allowed to show up exactly how they are that day. They can ask whatever questions they need to ask. They can push back. That is the kind of gentle spiritual leadership that our young people need. There's a lot of models out there for spiritual education, for spiritual formation. But really what young people need is somebody to come alongside them and to share about God's love and to come alongside them as they listen to it and wrestle with it and push back on it and come to put something in their own words eventually. And our next gen leaders are just so gentle and compassionate with our young people. And they love to watch to see them grow into kind of these young people who grow up and graduate college and launch into the world. I'm so grateful to have gotten to know all of these students who we celebrate today as 2026 graduates. And I am grateful to God for the faithfulness that is on display here and the gentle love that we get to experience. Let me pray for us. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks for all of the ways that we have experienced your faithful love here at PRPC. God, if there is a faith mentor out there, a parent, a friend, a sibling, a coach, a pastor who has had an impact on our faith lives, God, would you help us to maybe share that gratitude with them? Because we all need a faithful companion and partner in what it's like to learn more about what it's like to live like you. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.